And good morning. Thanks for listening to 88.5 KRFY. This is listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. And we have an extra special interview this morning. I'm Susie Prez. And typically we would have them in on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning show. But we're so full, and we really wanted to hear from these folks that are doing something quite outstanding this Saturday coming up. Katie Adams. Good morning, Katie.
Hi, good morning.
And this is a husband and wife team, and her husband, Gwen Lutator. Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning.
And you're here for a special reason. You're part of a group or an organization that you formed called Plant Positive that is sponsoring an event this weekend. You can either tell us about Plant Positive first, or let's talk about the event. Maybe that's the best thing.
Well, Gwen, maybe this should be you, because it's all about you.
Yeah, so this Saturday at 8 a.m., I will be running 100 miles in full firefighter gear, trying to set a new world record here in Sandpoint. But really, the goal is to raise awareness about cancer prevention. That's the entire mission of the event. And we will be, you know, at the fire station in Sandpoint, you know, giving information about cancer prevention. We are partnering for this campaign with the American Institute for Cancer Research. And they will be at the fire station. They will have a table so the public can come on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. I will be running the entire time, you know, starting at 8 a.m.
So, and maybe, Gwen, I mean, I think a lot of the listeners are going to be like, what is 100 miles in running? What are you doing? So it's a world record attempt.
It is a world record attempt. You have to go the entire way. You know, it's not like I'm going to take a nap or go again the next day.
Your legs are always moving.
It is always going. So, of course, you know, you have to stop to eat and drink. You know, it's always going. So it should be taking me about, you know, 30 hours. But there is so many factors that depend. So
we're talking about a world record, full firefighter's gear. And what does that look like weight-wise? This is not running in shorts and a little t-shirt.
Yeah, it is about 25 pounds. And because it is a world record, the gear has to be the real gear. So, you know, whatever gear I would use to go on a fire, that's the gear that I'm going to be using for running, which is not made for running. So I'm definitely going to get really hot, especially the weather is supposed to be pretty warm. You know, the weight, the boots and the blisters and the helmet on my head for 100 miles, or, you know.
What's the world record now for this kind of a run?
There is no world record for the 100-mile distance. There is a world record for the marathon distance, 26.2. And that's the furthest that, you know, someone has run in firefighter gear. So that's I'm trying to do it about four times that.
So why did you pick 100 miles instead of 30 miles, which would still have given you the record?
Well, I'm not a talented, fast runner. So, you know, my chances to be doing something that other people maybe cannot do is, you know, to go the distance. You know, so I have to, you know, I've run 100 miles before, and it's a totally different sport than running. It's a lot about the mind.
And it's endurance.
It's about the mind and how can you deal with, you know, the pain and, you know, like so many things that are going on in your head during it. So it's total like mental game rather than running. I think, you know, people will be running with me during that run, and we really encourage anyone to come and run with me because it's really accessible. You know, I will be, especially when I will be, you know, 12 hours in, 15 hours in, I will have to mix walking, running, walking, you know, do whatever I can. So this, it's a simple task of running very slow, but running very slow for 30 hours in a row. Now, this simple task is not as easy.
So you have to get through the 100 miles, but you have to be able to do it. So you kind of want to move at a speed that's sustainable over a long period of time and actually get it done. And you're going to be running starting at 8 a.m. on Saturday, April 28th, from the Sandpoint Fire Hall there on Lake Street, I think it is. And you're probably going to hit the Dover Trail. Is that what you're going to be running on, Dover bike path?
Yeah, the plan is to first at 8 a.m. we're going to do a lap in town. And then that will be just the first lap, and then I will be back to the fire station in Sandpoint and then going to the fire station in Dover on that bike path.
So let's back up a minute. You're both ultra marathoners, Katie and Gwen. You both have done 100 mile, and that's called an ultra marathon.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep, that's correct. Technically, anything over a full marathon is considered an ultra marathon, but kind of the granddaddy, the big deal of the ultra marathon world is the 100 mile distance.
How many of those have you done?
I've only done one, which was last September, and then Gwen has completed two now, which were both last year.
And how is that? Just without the 25 pounds of firefighting gear.
No, it's extremely hard.
You know, and it's like I said, like it's all like it's mental. Like I think your body is able to, you know, perform basically until mile 30. And after that, it's all, you know, like extreme pain. And then like then it's how in your mind you can, you know, quiet your body and, you know, being able to keep moving forward. So that's why I think it's really interesting, is like, you know, it's you can really relate to like life and like how you can keep going when
in difficult times.
Yeah,
when it's philosophical.
Yes. And yeah, it's interesting because I know many people cannot relate to running 100 miles. And I remember only a few years ago, I had no interest in running 100 miles. But like Gwen said, it's really about digging deep into your core and finding out really who you are in those really difficult times. And I think a lot of people can relate to that, because there's so many people on this planet right now that we're trying to reach with our mission of what we do every day to inspire them to become better versions of themselves. So through us putting ourselves in voluntary difficult situations and overcoming those, that's kind of one of the ways we've found to inspire people, just to get out of maybe that difficult situation that day, to eat better, to move more, to get outside, whatever it is.
Well, one thing I just want to let the listeners know, that we are live here at 88.5. I'm speaking with a husband and wife team, Katie Adams and Gwen Lutator. They are attempting, and I'm sure it's not just you, Gwen, you'll be doing the running, but it is a team effort. You have probably even more than Katie behind you on this, but to run in full firefighter gear, that's 25 pounds, 100 miles starting Saturday at 8 a.m. from the Sandpoint Fire Department. And we're talking about, you know, why you're doing this. And you're also part of, you have an organization. It's a nonprofit called Plant Positive. At this point, we'll come back around and talk some more about the nitty-gritty of a 100-mile run. But let's talk a little bit about Plant Positive and what the mission is, how Plant Positive is supporting this effort right now.
Yeah, so Plant Positive is a nonprofit that Gwen and I developed just this last year. And we had previously had 5 years of experience working with nonprofits, and we just love the model of doing something that's actually impacting and giving back. So we chose to move back to Sandpoint and do this, and definitely a non-traditional move. And Plant Positive's mission is to inspire, educate, and empower people to improve their health and the health of the planet. So that's really what we do. And this is our first campaign, the 100-mile world record attempt. So it's specifically targeting cancer prevention. There are so many organizations out there actually educating about cancer awareness, cancer diagnosis, cancer support once you have cancer. But we found that because we really care about improving the planet and the health of everyone, why don't we focus on prevention? So that was a really great, I guess, revolution in our thinking process. And so then we kind of scoured the available World Wide Web to see who else out there is talking about cancer prevention. And unfortunately, not a lot of big organizations are, but we did find one that's doing a really good job talking about how lifestyle actually plays a huge role in cancer prevention. And it's called the American Institute of Cancer Research. And that's basically all they do, cancer prevention and just really helping people change their lifestyle to prevent cancer. And they estimate that 50% of most cancers can be prevented. So that's what this this world record is about. And it, yeah, it's just, it's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah. And the key word in our like nonprofit is really positive. And that's what we want to focus on. So when we talk about cancer prevention, we are not here to give the message of what not to do. We are here to give the message of what to do in a positive way and trying to make it inspiring, trying to make it fun. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, following like healthy habits. Doesn't have to be
hard, annoying,
boring. It, you know, it can be fun. It can, you know, it can be enjoyable. So that's really in that way, in that positive way, that we really want to inspire people to do the right thing and more like crowding out their habits with good habits rather than, you know, hammering them with saying, don't do that, don't do that. And then they don't know what to do.
There's where positive comes in. I just want to back up a little bit more because it really dawned on me. Where did you guys meet?
Yeah, we have a pretty cool story, I think. We met in 2012 in Sydney, Australia, where we both had very different lives. Gwen's from France, obviously. We haven't even said that yet. And I grew up here in Sandpoint. After a few years at university, I decided to do something very different and join a nonprofit called Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. And it's an ocean nonprofit that goes and protects wildlife all around the world. And Gwen, at the same time in France, we didn't know each other, decided to do the same thing. We joined this really bizarre situation where we were living on board a ship of 35 crew members, and we were both the new people. So we both were immersed into this crazy culture that was just so different from
protecting
our reality.
Protecting the oceans,
yeah,
and wildlife.
Yep, yep. So just amazing work, so much fun. And we were both new together, and so we actually, Gwen didn't speak English at that point. So that was fun. I was kind of learning to talk with him and teach him English, and that's really when we fell in love. So that was pretty fun.
How sweet. doing something positive again,
yeah. Yeah.
And finding each other in the world. And since then, you've experienced a lot, and you made the decision, as you said, to come back and live in Sandpoint, Idaho.
Yep. Yep.
Where
this
you
place,
grew up.
Yeah, this place is so special. Mm-hmm. Which is so cool because we have traveled the world now. We've been to Antarctica and Africa and literally almost everywhere. And Sandpoint is it. We just love it here.
All right. Did you in Antarctica, did you work at McMurdo Station?
We were actually not on the continent. We were in the ocean.
Okay.
So we were all around.
On the boat.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So when you left the organization, what you just were then together traveling around?
We actually spent almost 4 years with Sea Shepherd. So from the day we met, they have like several ships. So we kind of moved around and it was in 2014 that we came here in Sandpoint for 2 months during the summer. The summer is just amazing here. So then we had to go back with Sea Shepherd, but it was really when we decided like, yeah, we will come back here. And then, you know, yeah, we were like, okay, we don't want to be on ships anymore. We want to be on land. And that was the place to come back.
Since you've been back, I first saw you again, Katie. I knew you when you were a little girl in
yeah.
School. Probably taught you to knit, maybe.
Yep, I think so.
I saw you at the farmer's market, and I was so surprised because you had this beautiful food. Was that part of Plant Positive?
It was kind of the beginning stages. Ever since Gwen and I left Sea Shepherd, we have been focusing on how food can impact people and how we can inspire people to eat healthier through cooking and fun food. So that's definitely a huge part of it. And yeah, just being here and not really knowing how to make a living. And we really wanted to form connections with people. And this was before we had started Plant Positive and the nonprofit. So we just wanted to interact with the community. And I just love baking and I had that skill. So it seemed like a logical thing to do, to form connections with people at the farmer's market, which was amazing. I kind of miss it. I'm not going to do it this summer, but it's so fantastic to actually meet people in our community that way over food.
Mm-hmm. So we have an event coming up on Saturday, this Saturday, April 28th, and it is in support of cancer prevention. Mm-hmm. I just have to ask, this has to kind of be an endeavor, an expense. There could be some expensive. How do you fund something like this event that you're putting on for the community?
Yeah, I would say we are really bad at fundraising. And the reason is because we are all about the message, and we don't want to be coming across as asking money to people. We want to get the message out. And so we basically have been covering the cost by ourselves because, we just really want to make it. You know, we want people to come to a fire station and learn about cancer prevention. And we don't want to make people uncomfortable about like, oh, you know, I'm not going to go because I can't really donate. And so, no, we don't want that. We really want that everyone can come and feel comfortable to come and learn about it. And we are not expecting anything in return. So if people want to donate, then that's great. And if people cannot, or if people don't want to, then that's okay. We that's our primary focus, is to get the message out. And it's our first campaign, so, you know, we just really want to make it happen regardless. And that's why on the fundraising side, we haven't been really on top of it.
And this campaign is not about raising money.
Mm-hmm.
And we intentionally set that out when we formed Plant Positive, that we will get our funding not from individual donors, not from the community that we're inspiring, but rather from partnering with brands, organizations, other nonprofits that share our message and our mission. And that's where we want to get the funding. So it's kind of like back-ended funding. So we can purely focus on our interaction, like Gwen said, with the community being just us helping them and not asking for money. So saying that, we have some amazing sponsors for this endeavor, the 100 Mile Run, one being the American Institute for Cancer Research. They're providing all of the information on how to actually prevent cancer and all of the lifestyle tips, how food can impact that, how your weight can, how being active, how you don't have to run 100 miles to prevent cancer, but just how even walking, you know, every day, all these little tiny fun things that we can do to prevent cancer. So the American Institute for Cancer Research, and then MSA Fire Safety, all the fire gear that Gwen's going to be wearing is very expensive. So we're fortunate that they have donated the very geeky, in fire terms, all of the fanciest athletic fire gear that he's going to be wearing for the event. That would be a lot of money if we had to buy all of that. And then other than that, just local support. We just heard that Winter Ridge is going to donate all the food for the aid station and for the public. We're going to be making a bunch of healthy foods that people can try when they come to see, well, what does this actually look like? What is Gwen going to be eating for 100 miles? These are things that the average person, when you're not an ultra marathon runner, it's kind of fun to see. So we're going to actually have those foods available for anyone to come and try.
We were talking before we got on the air that you have a YouTube channel that has been something you've been very involved in. But what about the media? Will the media be invited? I'm thinking even people in Spokane would want to know about this.
Yeah. So
we actually experience it in some way. I mean, not the whole 30 hours of Gwen's endeavor, but
yeah, to start off, I'll let everyone know that the way to find all of the live updates and little videos, short video clips and stories, Instagram stories, Facebook Lives, all of that is going to be through Sandpoint Online on their Facebook page. So definitely check that out if you guys are interested in coming or just seeing how Gwen's doing. Our social media is on Instagram and Facebook, Plant Positive Running. And we will be doing as many as we can, but like you said, it's a team effort. I'm going to be pretty busy doing a bunch of other things for the world record. So Sandpoint Online will be doing all of the fun videos and kind of a little bit of media. And then I think we're going to have an interview with Krem too later this week. And then we have another one maybe coming.
KHQ 6, we have a reporter that will be here for part of the event. But something that is also really important that maybe we haven't talked about is we are working with Scott Rulander, the local filmmaker, to make a short documentary about it. And so that's something that hopefully we can present to, you know, different, you know, film festivals around here. And the point of the goal with this documentary is really to highlight the impact of this project on the community. So we will have stories of people within our community that have been inspired in a very positive way, and we will share their story on how, you know, they overcame maybe, you know, health issues and you know, all these things. And we have different people that will be part of it, and it's going to be really, really exciting.
I saw a little clip of something Scott put together. It was like a preview, mm-hmm. and it was you out training in your full gear, and you're huge. I mean, it's a lot of gear.
Yeah.
And that's when I became interested in finding out more. One other question I have is, how important will it be for people to be on the trail or the path and cheer you on at different junctures along the way?
Yeah, it's really going to make a huge difference. You know, I mean, at some point it just becomes so hard, my body will be, you know, just done. And having people with me to share their story, you know, to distract me from the pain and to keep me going, to keep me motivated. That would be definitely important. And on something that is part of our logistic is I have to have two witnesses with me at all time. And that's just like, you know, to be able to apply for the world record. I have to have many different kind of evidence. And so having two people with me at all time is part of it. So that would be important. But regardless, we don't want to limit it to two people. If, you know, 10 people decide to show up at whatever time, that would be just amazing. So
which is why we chose the course that we did, the public community bike path down to Dover, for exactly that reason. The whole mission of this campaign is to impact our community and help them make these lifestyle choices. So we chose that route so it would be plain and simple for people to join on any little loop they want. I say little loop because it's 3.3 miles from the Sandpoint Fire Station to the Dover Fire Station, where Gwen will turn around and come back. So anytime you guys want to come down and cheer Gwen on, even just come and be on the side of the bike path, run a little bit, bike a little bit, walk with Gwen. That's going to be just, being a support crew for Gwen, I know that's going to be very helpful, and he's going to really need your guys' help. So we encourage everyone to come down. And one thing I didn't mention yet is we kind of tagged this line as the 100th mile. We really want people to come out for the finish. And the tricky thing is that we're not going to know when the finish is.
So it could be sometimes Sunday afternoon, sounds like, if it's 30 to 35 hours.
Yeah, so it will be, if you want to join for the end, you will have to follow on Sandpoint Online to know, you know, what time that look like. We will have a better idea on Sunday morning. But we really want people to join, and we actually, we want to challenge people, and we want them to come and run the last mile or the last quarter mile in boots, and whatever boots they have, it could be like snowboarding boots, it can be like
muck boots or rain boots, cowboy boots. But it's just a really fun way that you guys can come. Mm-hmm. And what we'll do is Sandpoint Online will say, okay, meet at the fire station at 4 p.m. and we're going to run the quarter mile to the Evans Brothers parking lot.
Okay.
So it's super simple and it's probably going to be walking, and you can bring your kids and strollers and dogs, and we'll all go with Gwen, and we're calling it the last mile, the 100th mile, but really it's probably a quarter mile, and we'll just all finish together at Evans Brothers, and that's where the finish line will be, and it's just going to be hopefully so inspiring to have you guys there.
Well, your enthusiasm for this and really the gift that you're bringing to our community is inspiring enough, but it does make me want to go down there and at least that quarter mile, right?
Yeah. If there's one thing you can do, come down for the finish on Sunday.
Well, one of the things I'd like to ask is when this is all said and done, maybe a week or two later after Gwen's recovered a bit, come back and let's talk about what that was like, and I'd like to really talk more about some of the aspects of plant positive that you have in mind, because I'm sure this is just one aspect. Mm-hmm. This is, as you call it, a campaign, but plant positive has a bigger mission, and it would be fun to talk about that. And that's what KRFY likes to do, is talk to organizations that are making a difference in our lives here, and I think this is spreading out a little further than here. So just a reminder, this is 88.5 KRFY. We're here in the studios live with Katie Adams and Gwen Lutator, husband and wife team, ultra marathoners, organizers for Plant Positive, and this event that's coming up this Saturday. Tell us again, times, locations.
Saturday, 8 a.m. at the fire station in Sandpoint on Lake Street. So
going all the way till Sunday, sometime in the afternoon.
Okay, and when you said it's on Sandpoint Online, is it just going to be updates?
Yeah, Facebook posts.
Facebook posts.
So they'll be doing posts and then their little live videos that will post to Facebook.
As they get them.
Yep.
What is that Facebook? Is it Sandpoint Online?
Sandpoint Online.
Okay.
Yep.
And then you have a Facebook post,
we
too.
We do. Yeah, yeah, our Facebook and Instagram page is Plant Positive Running.
Okay.
So that's there. And if you just want to find out more about what we're doing, that's plant-positive.org.
Okay.
And Sandpoint Online has links to all of that, though. So if you want to go one place, I would go to Sandpoint Online's Facebook page.
Just to get updates, see how everything's going.
Yeah.
And even if we're not on the trail with you, we'll be on the trail with you with positive, hopeful energy and helping you along. And having Katie there, I'm sure, will make a big difference.
And about 30 of our other running friends.
Oh, right.
yeah,
there's
help.
The Sandpoint Runners crew.
Yeah.
All kinds of people I know are already planning to come out. But families with kids on bikes, everything, just come to the side of the trail and see what's going on. Okay. Katie Adams and Gwen Lutator, thank you for coming in and telling us about this amazing effort and campaign that you're doing, running 100 miles in full firefighter gear, and also you're a volunteer firefighter with Selkirk Fire.
Yes.
We forgot to mention that. Doing a lot. You've got a lot of energy. And Katie and Gwen, thanks so much for coming in and telling us about this.
Thank you so much. We hope to see you Saturday.